Etios Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph 8:1. We continue on with various testimonies. We start here with Heid Rabbi Yehoshua ben Beseira. He testifies Al Dam Nevelo Shehu Tahor, that the blood from a nevela, from a dead animal that wasn't slaughtered properly, that's a kosher shechita, that the blood is not a source of tumah, as an av hatumah. Now, we actually discussed this back in the fifth parak, Mishnah Aleph. We had it as machlokos between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So the simple reading, how the Bar Tanura learns, is this is going with Beis Hillel's opinion, that even though Beis Hillel over there said that Dam Nevelos is Tame, what he means over here, Rabbi Shua ben Beseira means, is that at a kazayas amount, the blood is not Tame, like the meat, the flesh of a carcass of a Nevela is Tame, is an avatuma, but at a revius in volume, like Kiddush cups amount, let's call it, so that is a source of tuma. It would be a source of tuma ben derabanan because it can congeal to be the size of and appear like flesh basar of a nevela. That's how the Bar Tanura learns. There are others, see the Tosfos Yom Tov, who understand that he really means what he says literally, which is that dam nevelos is tahor altogether, meaning his mesorah is like what we'll call consistent with Beis Shammai back over there in the fifth parak. At all events, he does not mean that the blood couldn't be mashka that conveys tumah, like the yad shachat dam, those zayin mashkin. We're not talking about that. We're talking about being an avatumah, like a nevela normally is. We're saying the blood has a different status, perhaps. Okay. At all events, the next case the Mishnah is Heid Rebbe Shimon ben Beseira, al efer chatas. If you have a container, specifically a container, a kli, which is containing the ashes of a chatas, meaning the burned para aduma, the red cow. So its ashes are put in a container. Shenaga tame b'miktsaso. If a tame person touches any portion of the ashes of the para aduma inside a container, shetime eskulo, that all the contents of the container, meaning all the ashes in that container, are tame. Now the chiddush here is that normally when we're talking about conveying tumah by means of maga, by direct contact, so then the sort of at each point of contact there's like a step down. So the tummy person who touches whatever he touches directly becomes a rishon, and whatever that touches becomes a sheni, whatever that touches becomes a shlishi, and the tumah dissipates. So since ashes, of course, are tiny particulate matter with lots and lots of little pieces, you know, wouldn't spread it out to the whole container, just the area basically just close to where the tummy person's finger went into the ashes. So the point is that if it's contained inside a container, all of the ashes in the container become tummy, if any of the ashes become tummy through direct contact, which would mean, just to illustrate the point, if you had a gigantic container that had like two little mini discrete piles of ashes that don't touch, if a tummy person would touch one of the piles, the other pile, which is in the same container, would also become tummy and therefore invalidated for use as parvaduma ashes. Hosef Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva adds to this, he actually adds two kind of separate elements. First of all, he says that it's not just the ashes of a para aduma that have this rabbinic rule that everything inside of the container is considered like one contiguous solid mass, if you will. But also, al hasoles, when it comes to flour that's used for menachos, you know, sacrificial flour that's used for a meal offering, again, in a container, if someone touches any of it, everything in the container becomes tame and invalidated. But the katora, same goes for the incense powder. Again, it's particulate matter, very fine. But if it's in a container and someone touches any of it, then all of it becomes tummy, if the guy's tummy. The halavona. Lavona is frankincense. These are actually much larger than ashes and flour and katoras. You could think of lavona, which is frankincense. It's dried tree sap from a particular type of tree called the boswellia tree. You can imagine it kind of as like kind of the size and color of little sultana raisins, little, you know, yellow raisins. And the consistency is kind of like, you know, like sugar crystals, you know, rock candy. It's like that. That's kind of how it looks. In any case, the point is that lavona, if you have a bunch of lavona inside a container and someone touches any of it, making it tame, then all of it inside the container becomes tame, says Rabbi Akiva. And finally, v'hagachalim, also like the embers. If on Yom Kippur, when you're bringing the Kohen Gadol burns that incense in the Kadosh Kedoshim, he has to bring this, the pan, the fire pan of ashes from the Mizbeach outside in. Again, the idea is if somebody would touch any of the ashes, any of the embers, the Gehelas, the embers that are being used to burn the incense in the Kadosh Kedoshim, so then if he is metame any of it, then all of it inside the container becomes tame. that's the first element that Rabbi Akiva adds. It's not just paraduma ashes, but other kind of kudshim small objects, particulate matter and the like. Just speaking it out, this would not apply to something like truma. Truma is something different. That's not kudshim. But if you have a container of truma grapes, for example, Rabbi Akiva would agree that if a zav touches the grapes, whatever he touches becomes a rishon, whatever those touch become a sheni, and whatever those touch also become puzzle, it's like a shlishi. But beyond that, the grapes further than, you know, three stages removed would just still be okay to be eaten as truma. But that's truma, this is kadshu and the like. Okay? And also Rabbi Akiva adds a second element, which is shenaga tavul yom b'miktsasam. It's not just that a tame person, meaning a source of tuma, an avatuma, conveying tuma makes everything inside the container tame, but even someone who's a tavul yom. A tavul yom is someone who had been a tame, but then he went to the mikvah. So after he goes to the mikvah, essentially he becomes tahor, but there's a vestige of tuma left on him until Harav Shemesh, until we call Tzeisa Kochavim, nightfall. So for the rest of that day, after he comes out of the mikvah, he's called a tavul yom, and he's effectively the same as like a shein l'tuma. The point is, Rabbi Akiva says, not just the tame, but even the tavul yom, who touches anything of the items that he listed before, that are held inside a container, all of it inside that container becomes tame, as if it were like one solid mass of ashes or flour or paraduma or incense powder or lavona. So if naga tful yom b'miktsasim, if a tful yom touches even some of them in the container, shepasal es kulam, that they all become tame, and therefore pasal for use is whatever use they would be used for otherwise.